Hello, I'm Mark Coles, and welcome to The Ticket. Right, music of a different kind now, from a different region of the world altogether. We've had a right lot of raucous rock and rollers on the programme in recent weeks, so we thought it was time for some classical guitar. Not any old guitar, mind. Paraguay's Berta Rojas has won all sorts of awards. We'll be talking more later, Berta, but first you're going to play for us. What are we going to hear?
So this song was written by a popular Paraguayan composer. His name is Ismael Ledesma. He lives in Paris. He plays the Paraguayan harp. It's a diatonic instrument. And this is a rumba. And I transcribe that for the guitar.
A rumba. Great. Marvellous stuff. Makes me want to pick up a guitar and play myself. In fact, I'm off for a quick lesson. Berta's offered to teach me the A chord. Oh. You know what? I've just about mastered Come By R on the acoustic guitar since she was here a bit earlier on, but fret not, I'm not going to play it. No, I've no need to. The Paraguayan guitar maestro, Berta Rojas, is still with us. A massive name right across Latin America. She's so popular at home. She was recently named Paraguayan Personality of the Year, and she's even played for Hillary Clinton. Berta, the song we heard you play earlier on, it was so expressive. Is it sometimes easier to communicate directly through music?
I think that music is a way of speaking, you know. Sometimes you run out of words, but you never run out of sounds.
Why the guitar? When did you first pick up a guitar and decide that's what I want to do?
I picked up the guitar when I was 7 years old. At one moment in my life, I think when I was around 19, I could no longer live without the guitar. I just wanted to do it as my profession, you know.
And such a great tradition, Latin American guitar playing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's steeped in the history of guitar playing.
Yeah. Especially in Paraguay. Paraguay, I think that the tradition of guitar playing is part of our everyday life. I think with the classical guitar, it's very special because we have the presence of Agustín Barrios, which was one of the greatest composers of all time, and he was from Paraguay. He was born in 1885. He managed to compose 300 pieces for the guitar and left a sense of pride for my country, you know.
That comes out clearly in the music. Underpinning it all is this sort of reinterpretation almost of folk rhythms.
Yes. The story says that Agustín Barrios was hanging around more with the popular musicians than the classical musicians of his time. So I think in those gatherings, dancing and drinking and living all that bohemian life, you get to capture the very essence of the Latin American rhythms.
Well, you like to do a bit of messing around. I'm not implying you do a bit of drinking and dancing, but musically, I mean, you work with all sorts of different groups. You've got your own quartet. You work on the popular side of things and also, as we heard, on the classical.
I lived one of the most successful projects of my life. I think working with a requinto player in my country, his name is Juan Cancio Barreto, and he's probably the most popular musician of Paraguay. And we put together a project combining classical music and popular music of Paraguay. We had one of the closing concerts with 3,000 people in the audience, like people waiting outside of the cathedral, National Cathedral of Paraguay, to enter, like from hours before the show started. And we had to start the last show like 20 minutes before the time because they were clapping and clapping. And I didn't think that the classical guitar would get to the hearts of the people in that way, you know.
You've come here to the ticket stage. You're going to play a song for us now. Tell us what we're going to hear.
Now that we are talking about Agustin Barrios, then let me play for you the last one he composed in El Salvador before he passed away. The name is El Último Canto, the last song. In the piece, it describes the visit of a beggar who asked him for money. This was an old lady who knocked at Agustin Barrios' door. He didn't have any money to give her, but he had music. So he wrote this tremolo, beautiful tremolo for her.
Berta Rojas, lovely. Thank you.